On this day, 13th July, 1921. Belfast Bloody Sunday. A reign of terror and alarm, such as never before experienced in the history of the city, prevailed over a wide area of Belfast during Saturday night and Sunday. As a result of the appalling conditions of the night and day, no less than 11 persons are known to have been shot dead. Well over 100 persons were wounded. The entire nationalist district from the Grosvenor Road right up to the Shankill Road was practically in a state of siege. In the afternoon, similar conditions prevailed over a wide area from the Old Lodge Road to North Queen Street and right down York Street, which is almost entirely inhabited by Catholics. Rival snipers kept pitting away at each other with almost ceaselessly energy, while armoured lorries patrolled the streets, firing indiscriminately. Military armoured cars were also on patrol, but their presence did not create the same alarm as was occasioned by the frequent passing of the cage lorries, which were manned principally by the special constabulary. In certain districts, the streets were literally swept by the fire of the rival snipers and crown forces, and it was absolutely unsafe for anyone to be out of doors. Many of the victims were shot in the vicinity of their own doors. After curfew, the portion of the district embracing Albert Street and Falls Road were surrounded by a cordon of police armed with rifles, and civilians were prevented from leaving the area. Unionist snipers kept firing continuously towards the Falls Road. Police patrol ambushed on Falls. The disastrous outbreak originated with a tragic incident in Raglan Street on Saturday night when Constable Thomas Conlon of Springfield Road Barracks was shot dead and a comrade, Constable Edward Hogan, a native of Derry, as well as a special constable, were seriously wounded. The official version of the affair is that the police went to conduct a raid when they were ambushed. The account given by the local people, however, throws a different light on the matter. They state that around midnight, the street was entered by a lorry containing Crown forces who were singing as they approached. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. The All-Ireland Truce of July 11th, 1921, did not prevent a massive upsurge of violence in Belfast. The local IRA claimed that they had successfully ambushed a police raiding party on the Falls Road. 12 people were killed by gunfire and 150 Catholic houses burned by mobs over the truce weekend. Following this bloody Sunday, Hamar Greenwood announced that armed semi-civilians known as B specials would be removed from the streets while the A full-time specials were disarmed.